Well, incredible news. You've already heard it, of course. France has now suffered its own version of 9/11, and people are still absolutely stunned and trying to find out what's happened. The upshot is our ideas on immigration our overall theory of this, what we're doing in the West and what we're doing in this country, is being challenged. But it was really an incredible story of just a typical weekend for the French, and basically, I mean, it was hours and hours of shooting and blowing people up. And I saw some videos of a lady that was clinging to the outside of a building in France, and she was yelling to people, "I'm pregnant. What should I do?" She was trying not to get shot. But, you know, I really think that although the Democratic debate refused to use the word, something along the lines of they wouldn't use the word of radical Islamic terrorist, but, this is going to change the race over here. It's just too big of an event. And it's just so shocking. And, I mean, we've had a lot of these events over the last 20 or 30 years in which people are blown up or shot or whatever. But I just feel like this might be the tipping point for France, and they claim that they're going to go and really shoot these people up and blow them up and everything now. But I just I will believe it when I see it, because I think that the entire West lacks the will, and lacks the will to deal with this stuff. So in the midst of trying to predict what is going to happen over here as a result of this, the question is probably first, what's going to happen over there? What changes are they going to make? The French have said that they want to shut down the country's borders for 3 months. I believe that was what Hollande was saying. But, you know, just overall, it is absolutely just a terrible, it was terrible to hear about the killings, and it was very depressing. And to think that there's really never going, in our lifetime, there is never going to be an end to this. So anyway, my feelings are that we need to really take this seriously over here. And the governor of Michigan has said that he is not going to, he's not going to allow any of these Syrian refugees to come in. In the meantime, in Louisiana, down in New Orleans, Bobby Jindal has sent a letter demanding to know basically who are these Syrians. So here's a little bit from Sky News on the attack. I know you've probably heard about it, but here's just a little overview.
With little hesitation, French counter-terror police moved into the Bataclan concert hall in Paris.